From the Front Range, our very own Daryl Gott, saxophonist's brand new recording, Aperture, and it is a really nice release with great musicians also from the Front Range, such as Tom Amend on organ and Fender Rhodes, Max Light guitar, Neil Hemphill on drums, with DG, Daryl Gott on saxophone. We were listening to his composition, Contrary Motion, and we're going to be talking about the motion that Daryl does throughout the year, playing all around the place with his own group and with others, and then we'll talk about his CD release party coming up this Sunday at Dazzle. So please keep it right there. This is Lunchtime on KUVO Jazz. It's your oasis in the city, KUVO.org, all around the world. Arturo Gomez, thanking you for being there and asking you to please keep it right there. Don't go away. We're going to hear a lot of good information concerning Daryl's Got new release and the other activities that he's involved with.
KUVO presents Thursday, October 19th, Flowers of Evil, the album release party for composer and pianist Annie Booth. Jazz and chamber music set to the works of French poet Charles Baudelaire. The 11-piece ensemble plays at the Buell Public Media Center Thursday, October 19th at 7 p.m. For more information, log on to KUVO.org.
That's taking place tonight in the Masterpiece Studio, and a big thank you to all of the many that attended yesterday's annual Jazz Messengers Party here at KUVO. What a splendid time. We saw so many happy faces. Thank you to Rich Charlucci and his quartet for performing, as well as to Justin Adams and the Medianoche Honrado band that was a big hit, had people swaying in their seats and dancing on the floor of our Masterpiece Studio. And as promised, my in-studio guest this afternoon is Daryl Gott. Daryl, thank you so much for being here. Really appreciate it. And it's great to be able to share some music from your new recording.
Thank you so much, Arturo, for having me. And thanks to KUVO, the best jazz station in the country.
All right.
thanks for having me, man. It's a pleasure being here.
And for those out there listening, I always call Daryl DG because he's like Dexter Gordon in the modern era. Somebody had to pick up that moniker.
Some big shoes to fill there,
man.
Yeah.
And he was a big man, too. Hey, so Daryl, to the best of my knowledge, is this your first release?
This is my first release as a leader, yep.
And hence the title, which is very apropos.
Yeah, you know, I've been super fortunate to play on a number of records as a side person. And as you know, there's some amazing musicians in the Denver metro area. So I've been on a lot of records, but finally getting around to putting my own out.
Right. I was pretty sure, but I said, well, maybe I might have missed one that you put out sometimes independently or whatever. But this one is on the Synergy label, which is a Colorado label. So you're keeping it down home.
Absolutely. You know, and I want to give a shout out to Mike Fitz, who actually just passed away a couple of weeks ago. And he helped me put this together. A great friend and been a staple in the jazz community for decades. So I want to send love to him and his family, Jill Fredrickson as well.
Absolutely. We really miss Mike. He was a very, very big a friend to all the musicians in many aspects of their careers.
Absolutely.
And he was a big fan of KUVO. We were sent a photo where he was at some kind of gathering and he's wearing his KUVO shirt that made all of us feel really good over here.
Awesome.
Despite his passing.
Awesome.
And Daryl, tell our audience, you wrote just about every song on this new recording except for a couple of standards. Mm-hmm. And are these songs that you wrote specifically for the CD, or maybe you've been playing with them over the years?
You know, a little of both. There's some, for instance, that track you just played, the Contrary Motion, I wrote that over 10 years ago.
Oh my.
And but then there's a couple tracks that I actually you know, composed specifically for this album and this group, which are, you know, stellar musicians that I'm super fortunate to have played with and continue to play with.
And on this Sunday at Dazzle, their new location, 21st, excuse me, not a, that's our 21st, 14th and Arapahoe,
yeah,
part of the Denver Center for Performing Arts, you'll have your CD release party, and it's a Sunday evening, so it's a 6 o'clock show,
yep,
doors opening at 5, and there'll be a slightly different lineup than your recording,
that's
right?
That's correct. So Tom Amend is a Denver cat.
Of course.
And Neil Hemphill, the drummer, is originally from Colorado Springs, but he's been in Chicago for the last, I don't know, 7 or 8 years doing his thing out there. And then Max Light, the guitar player on there, he's a New York guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he happens to be on tour in Europe right now, so
right,
he couldn't make it out. So we got the great Steve Kowalczyk on guitar,
nothing wrong,
you know.
With that.
Oh yeah.
Coming,
it's gonna
down
be great.
UNC Greeley.
Yep. And yeah, we're doing it on Sunday at 6 o'clock. I believe there's still some tickets left, so mm-hmm, please come out and show your support. It's gonna be a really good time.
Will Neil be there on drums?
Neil will be. He's flying in from Chicago for the date, so that'll be special. We've been playing for more than a decade together, and he's one of my best friends and an amazing drummer, so definitely don't want to miss that.
You are listening to Daryl Gott on saxophone. Mostly you play alto, but you play the other saxophones,
yep,
as well.
Yep.
And we're discussing his new recording that was debuted this past Monday on New Music Monday, Aperture. Perfect title for a debut as a leader, because mm-hmm, it's an opening. You know, it's like the camera. When the aperture opens, you're ready to take a photo.
Exactly.
And you'll be at Dazzle's this Sunday at 6 p.m. for your CD release party.
Mm-hmm.
And there, you also do an open jam sessions, as you call it, for all ages.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I do an all ages jazz jam the last Sunday of every month from 1 to 3 p.m. at Factory Fashion in the Stanley Marketplace. And, you know, that whole thing really, I've been so fortunate to have great mentors and, you know, Kuvo in particular to support artists, you know, as well as great teachers. You mentioned Rich Charlucci. That was my main man in
all
high school.
Right.
He taught me how to swing. So I want to give a shout out to Rich as well. And so, you know, being fortunate to have such great mentors, I kind of took a cue from that. Paul Romaine is a big mentor of mine and helped me out when I was younger. And so I kind of decided, let me give back to the community a little bit and start this all ages jam where everyone is welcome. Because I actually do play. I play at the Meadowlark every Monday night from 9 to midnight, and then I'm at Herb's every Tuesday from 9:30 to 1:30, and those are great sessions, but the younger cats can't make it out because they're not 21.
Right.
So I tried to give a good place for them to come out and cut their teeth, along with some older cats as well. You know, it's not just for the young cats. You know, we get cats that are 70, and then we get cats that are 10 in there. So
wow, what a beautiful mixture.
Yeah.
And for those who may have heard it, Meadowlark is on 21st and Larimer.
27th.
Oh, 27th. Oh, right. 27th and Larimer.
Yep.
I got 21 stuck on
my
brain.
Well, Herb's is on 21st
well,
and Larimer.
Well, I was going to get to that one next, right? The 27th and Larimer is across the street from Nocturne's Jazz and Supper,
yep,
Club. And then Herb's right down the street from us on 21st and Larimer.
Exactly.
And so those are, and that's with Vladi Gavalchevich, right?
Gershvich, yeah.
Gershvich,
yep,
right?
And
yep.
Braxton Kahn and BK, Gabriel
all
Merline.
Right. All yep. right. Yeah, yep. Good old Gabe. All
yep.
right. You mentioned you were in high school when Rich Charlucci was a mentor of yours. Which high school was that?
So I graduated from Denver School of the Arts.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I was
excellent.
Real fortunate to be able to go there and grow up with a lot of talented musicians in the area. You know, I did my undergrad in New York City, where I learned a whole lot and kind of saw the level of the where it's really at, you know. And,
of course.
But I'm really fortunate to be from Denver. You know, it's a city that can hang with those bigger cities, you know.
So
partially,
it's
in part,
yeah,
to Kuvo, you know what I mean?
Of course,
we got
yeah.
a hub here, you know.
And many of the younger jazz cats that are in New York now, like Colin Stranahan, you know, they grew up listening to Kuvo.
Totally.
And, you know, we know that we helped shape the careers of many outstanding jazz artists, Javon Jackson, Brad Lilly, Tia Fuller, Jamie Royston, you know, and Rudy, of course, Pat Bianchi, you know, and the list goes on. And now we have to add Alex Heffron to the mix because he just moved to New York.
That's right. And we're wishing him the best out there. He just left about a week ago.
Yeah.
And that's one of my good friends. I play on his albums too.
Of course.
So, yeah.
Once again, Daryl Gott's been my in-studio guest this Sunday at Dazzle, 6 p.m. for his CD release party. And again, the last Sunday of the month is the open jam session at the Stanley Marketplace.
Exactly. And you can find more information about that and my schedule at darylgottmusic.com.
Perfect. Hey, we're going to close out, and I'm going to let you choose which song from your album you would like to have shared with the audience.
I'm going
to
have you play For Joey, which is a dedication to one of my good friends who passed away a couple of years ago, Joey Pearlman, who was an incredible young, talented bass player and composer. So I want to give a shout-out to him and his family, and I want to thank you, Arturo, for having me, and Kuvo for being such a good support system for artists in the area. And once again, I'll see you guys Sunday at 6 p.m. at Dazzle for the release of my debut record. Thank you so much.
For Joey Pearlman, he has made such an impact. There's been so many tributes to him live on stage and in recordings. And here's another one by my in-studio guest, Daryl Gott. For Joey from his debut album, Aperture, here on Kuvo Jazz, your oasis in the city.